Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Beyonce, Miley, and Post, oh my, and Meg is excited as Nicki is gifted. And we go even deeper on the superstar. Tyla is on the cover of Billboard as we break down the top songs on TikTok and chat with Los Tigres del Norte. It's Thursday, March 28th, also known as the day before we receive Cowboy Carter. And this is Billboard News. We have so much Beyonce to get through today, but we also have a new cover, and it is perfect. Study my face, frame, put me on the wall. She's a work of art, and she's kept us dripping in water. Now she's on the cover of Billboard. South Africa's Tyla has emerged with a unique blend of sounds dubbed Papiano. And our own Haran Mamo sat down with her to talk about her tidal wave of a rise. When asked about winning the first ever Grammy Award for Best African Music Performance, she said, "I was in such shock. It's something that a lot of people strive toward and want to win at least once in their lifetime. And I'm so blessed to have received one so early in my career." She also spoke on how hard it was to cancel Coachella and postpone her tour due to health problems. She's going to stay connected. She stated, "Now's a time where I can showcase a performance style where I'm not really dancing as much. Maybe I strip back a little bit more and I'm just serving vocals, but there's no way to stop me. I'm always going to find a way." One thing for sure is that she will always serve. Find the full cover over on Billboard.com. Okay, so have you heard about the Cowboy Carter features? So much is happening. Here's three things you need to know today in Beyonce news. Cowboy Carter is less than 24 hours away, and some fans are claiming they've heard leaks from the album. This wouldn't be surprising considering Act 1 Renaissance leaked 2 days early. But the rumor mill is in overdrive saying Post Malone and Miley Cyrus are featured on the album. I'm not going to listen to any leaks, but if the rumors are true, I'm so excited for a B. Miley reunion. Who are we to be questioning, wondering what is what? Don't give up, hey. Everyone is excited for Cowboy Carter, and some of the biggest names are sharing their excitement. Dolly Parton can't wait for everyone to hear Beyoncé's version of Jolene, but she said, "While you wait, stream the OG version." While Megan Thee Stallion shared on IG which track she can't wait to hear, "Sweet Honey Bucket." The girls of H-Town gotta stick together. I'm just hoping they stick together on that track when it drops tomorrow. We know Beyonce loves to show the love, and even though she's about to change the music industry again when her album drops tonight, she has still got time for her friends. Nicki Minaj shared a note from B congratulating her on her new line of press-on nails and the success of her Pink Friday 2 World Tour. I love that for Nicki, but what do I have to do to get an arrangement from the Queen? And I need to know how much that florist is paid to be on retainer, because B puts them to work.
Nobody does it like Beyonce. The superstar is iconic, and her Billboard chart history proves it. In honor of her new album, Cowboy Carter, we're running down her biggest chart achievements. This is Billboard Explains, Beyoncé's reign on the charts. Fans were first introduced to Beyoncé as the lead singer of Destiny's Child. The group racked up 4 Billboard Hot 100 number ones, including Say My Name, and Independent Women Part 1. As a solo star, Beyoncé had her breakout year in 2003. Her first solo album, Dangerously in Love, debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200, and its lead single, Crazy in Love, topped the Hot 100 for 8 weeks. In total, Beyoncé has 9 solo Hot 100 hits, including Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It, Irreplaceable, and Texas Hold'em, which debuted at number 1 on Hot Country Songs, making her the first Black female artist to ever top the chart. Beyonce has spent 46 weeks at number one on the Hot 100 in her career, the third most of any woman in history, behind Mariah Carey with 93 and Rihanna with 60. Plus, all seven of Beyonce's solo studio albums have debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. Will Cowboy Carter keep Beyonce's streak going? We'll have to wait and see what the queen can do.
And from Beyonce to her hometown of Houston, Texas, when I was there, I tried Beyonce's favorite restaurant, Frenchie's, and it was amazing. But we also hung out with the legends, Los Tigres del Norte. Check it out.
This is the fifth time that we come here in Houston. It's very excited. They encourage you to do something more. Next time that you come here, we gotta prepare a better show for them. This is our responsibility.
I think it's the number one rodeo in the United States, you know, that has the Hispanic Day. Our songs has a lot of meaning for the Hispanic people, the ones that live in the United States, or the ones that come from other countries to the United States, especially the Latino countries. Singing for them, you know, is like giving them some relief of where they come from or how hard it is for them to live here. A lot of people undocumented and we are songs, you know, our songs has a lot of those messages, and I think this is very, very special for us.
When we announced that we're gonna be here, a lot of people from other countries tell us in social media, they were willing to come and see us here. So we know that there's a diversity here of people in Houston, people from Central America, from Mexico especially. It makes us, very, very proud to represent that people that lives here, but also the people that comes and see us here and that feels the Latin blood.
The full interview is on Billboard's YouTube. And from YouTube to the talk, here are the biggest songs on the Clock app. New leader alert, plus two artists break into the top 10 for the first time.
Think of you all the time.
Alec Olsen's Someday I'll Get It jumps from 19 to the top of the TikTok Billboard Top 50 for the chart posting March 28. The song has been used for remembering pets or loved ones that have moved on or reacting to how the song is being used.
Stop it, because I can't take it anymore.
The top debut of the week is G-Eazy in number 8 with Lady Killers 2, Christoph Anderson Remix.
Make her disappear just like poof, then she's gone.
Thanks to a trend where users turn the lights out, Madison Beer didn't really disappear. In fact, she lands her first top 10 hit with Make You Mine.
Wanna get you going.
Users love using the song for any sort of video, from glam to lip-syncing. It's an all-purpose track. Every Thursday, Billboard will bring you the verified list of the hottest songs on TikTok by monitoring music discovery and engagement on the platform in the United States. To find the TikTok Billboard Top 50 each week, users can simply go to any sound detail page and tap the top right button to access the charts page. And that's your Thursday. Come back tomorrow with me to Yeehaw and talk about Cowboy Carter even more as we also hit the streets to see who has the biggest fandom. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.